hours.
Crisis worries the traders at Soweto's G area. Uber pushers appeal for road safety training in Lusaka. And in Africa news, the water supply failures in South Africa making tanker owners rich. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Soweto Market in an area known as G are calling on the local authority to improve garbage collection, saying uncollected waste is posing a health risk to both traders and customers. One of the traders, Josephine Lange, has told Combon Radio News that the continued accumulation of garbage is making the area dirty and uncomfortable for business activities. Ms. Lange says it is important for companies engaged by the Lusaka City Council LCC to ensure waste is collected on time to avoid garbage piling up in the market. She notes that the situation becomes worse during hot weather as the waste produces a bad smell and attracts flies, raising concerns about possible disease outbreaks in the trading area. And some traders have since appealed to the council to increase the frequency of garbage collection and place more waste bins around the market to help maintain cleanliness.
That's why I pay the concassago, but first, it's the last week in Azula Levo, Kuno Tit and Akumajikuno.
Wheelbarrow pushers in Lusaka have appealed to government and other relevant authorities to provide them with road safety sensitization. Speaking on behalf of the pushers, Godwin Sakala has told Combon Radio News that they are aware of the concerns are being raised by other road users, but emphasizes that they are also trying to earn a living on the streets. Mr. Sakala says institutions such as the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, should consider educating wheelbarrow pushers on proper road safety practices and provide them with reflectors to improve visibility. He adds that wheelbarrow pushers play an important role in society by helping transport luggage and goods from one point to another.
Nga kuno kunanikani kusoweto kuno ma challenges zeti na eve munga ifoma bala ima pese kati mitengo nipwe izipansi 41 sofa kila konzeri kunanikani kumitengo pese kati ulionse mitengo akambache ulionse kulibachani and then 40 pese kati ifoma bala pupita 40 marodi congestion so nga pempeko chata tristi watona koche naifwe watipasa koche olo mariflekta vija kwa chitienda watipasa ko space naif popitako ndewe tipinga pempe chine ma challenge china evi munga kuno ifoma bala kupi eji.
A 24-year-old man of Chinsali District, Muchinga Province, has been arrested by the Drug Enforcement Commission for allegedly being in possession of counterfeit 500 kwacha notes amounting to 19,000 kwacha. Dex says that the suspect, identified as Donald Mogala of Mulekatembo Village in Isoka District, was apprehended after he allegedly attempted to deposit the fake money into a mobile money account at a booth in the Chinsali Central Business District. And the Drug Enforcement Commission has also arrested several suspects in separate operations targeting drug trafficking and other criminal activities across the country. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere has told Cambon Radio News in a statement that the commission intercepted a public service bus from Johannesburg to Lusaka in Chirundu District and discovered 25 bundles of fresh cut, commonly known as a mirror, concealed in proper bundles wrapped in black plastic. Ms. Mawere says investigations are led to the arrest of two Somali nationals in Lusaka who were allegedly linked to the consignment. She says in Pongwe District, four suspects were arrested for trafficking in more than 5 kilograms of cannabis, while in Kitwe, five people were apprehended for trafficking in over 4.6 kilograms of cannabis and other illicit substances. Ms. Mawere adds that in Mufrira District, DEC officers arrested a suspected drug dealer who had been on the commission's watch list for some time after he was allegedly found with 2.2 kilograms of high-grade cannabis. The Lusaka City Council has announced that the completion of the Kawata Mini Civic Center, a development aimed at improving access to municipal services for residents in Kawata constituency. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Cambon Radio News that the project was funded by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development at a total cost of 3.19 million kwacha. Ms. Mwamba says the Kawata Mini Civic Center is one of our four mini civic centers that have been completed across the city, with the others located in Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Matsero constituencies. She adds that the construction of the facilities aligns with government's fiscal decentralization policy, which seeks to support community-driven infrastructure projects that address local needs.
The Kawata Mini Civic Center is one of four such facilities constructed within the city. The other completed mini civic centers are located in Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Matero constituencies. The establishment of these centers is intended to bring municipal